you so much for hanging out and being you.
Yeah, you too, James.
Appreciate you all out there. You guys have a good day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here. I like the way Kat says this. I'm going to let her do it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Negotiators are reportedly trying to broker a three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas war for the release of about a dozen hostages. But Jan Egeland with Norway's Refugee Council says it's not enough.
We cannot wait a minute more for a humanitarian ceasefire across Gaza for all of the civilian population there.
The Biden administration's defending a U.S. attack on an Iranian-controlled weapons warehouse in eastern Syria. The NSC's John Kirby tells CBS.
Now, they'll have some choices to make. And if they continue to choose to hit our troops, if they continue to launch these rocket and drone attacks, then we'll continue to do what we need to do to protect ourselves.
President Biden's applauding a tentative agreement that'll send Hollywood actors back to work. Miranda Banks heads film and TV studies at Loyola Marymount.
If something is short and could get done before the holidays, there's a good chance those productions can move forward.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to help more military veterans get the benefits they've earned. The Commitment to Veteran Support and Outreach Act would provide $50 million more each year for 5 years to hire county veteran service officers. Those are the people who work directly with veterans to let them know about their eligibility for Veterans Affairs programs. Baldwin says she hopes it passes by Veterans Day. Most voters in Wisconsin say they don't want new legislative maps before next year's election. That's according to the latest Marquette University Law School poll. 51% tell the survey the state should keep the current maps until after the next U.S. Census. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to take up a lawsuit to change the maps before the 2024 vote. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A classic musical is taking the stage at UW-Stevens Point this weekend. She Loves Me will be performed in Jenkins Theater of the Noel Fine Arts Center November 10th through the 12th and 16th through the 18th. In a case of mistaken identity, two lonely hearts fall in love through letters while not liking each other in person. This classic Golden Age musical is set in a 1930s European perfumery. It inspired two classic movies, The Shop Around the Corner in 1940 and You've Got Mail in 1998. Tickets are available at the door, or you can purchase ahead at tickets.uwsp.edu or by calling 715-346-4100. Two streets in Marshfield were closed for emergency sewer repairs on Wednesday. Becker Road and Willow Avenue were closed without warning. City crews expected to have the repairs completed and the roads reopened within 24 to 48 hours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Giannis gets ejected from the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks and the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. Third quarter, Bucks up by 11, and Giannis takes it full court, slams down a signature dunk, the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Giannis' third block, he's going to take it off!
After the bucket, Giannis followed up with a monster face and then a whistle foul. Number 34, technical for celebration.
And if they called a technical foul on Giannis, that's his second, and he would be gone for the game.
And he seems unapologetic about it. He's saying he's out.
Look at
he's
what done did it. He do?
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin after the game.
I thought he made a tremendous play, and he was extremely respectful to the refs. And, you know, I think I just got to do a better job of protecting him.
The final, Milwaukee 120, Detroit 118. The Bucks now head to Indiana to play the Pacers. Game time tonight, 6 o'clock. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
47 this afternoon, under sunny skies, west winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Chance of flurries tonight, 27. Tomorrow, high of 39.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
So it goes, but where it's going, no one knows.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin 6 minutes. After 10 o'clock, got a full crew today. Calvin is on the board. Greg Bach and my friend and colleague Carol Kane with me live in studio. And you at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. All kinds of things coming up on today's show. Joining us this morning at 10:33, the one and only Pat Quitelow from Up North News.
Up North News, indeed.
Up North News is going to be joining us. He had a wonderful article about the farm bill and what that means for Wisconsin farmers.
Okay.
It does a lot of good things, so he's going to join us to kick that around a little bit. Coming up at 11 o'clock, as always, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. There's a new study about those of us who sit a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
Not good for you.
No.
And then we'll probably talk.
But it's so good.
I know. I talk about vaccines.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Yep. This is the time you want to go get your flu shots and your COVID shots. And I did this on Tuesday, and there were more offerings than I had ever had before.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to her about that. If you ever have any questions for Dr. Lyerly, you can always text them at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin.civicmedia.us. And then sports coming up at 11:33. Greg, your friend Rami Makhlouf.
Makhlouf.
That is exactly what I meant to say. Rami's going to join us at 11:33. He's a Cubs fan and a Bears fan.
He is indeed. And he sent unsolicited text messages all early this week. And
I'm still in a state of shock. I cannot believe he decided to go to the Cubs.
I know.
Really? Of all the places, yes.
It was interesting watching some of the news reports the day that broke,
yeah.
And like at the 6 o'clock news, and they were interviewing some fans, and it is remarkable how much we take this to heart. There were these guys like, I just can't process this right now.
I mean,
I just can't.
Any other team. Really, I mean, a little less if it was the Cardinals. I'd been pretty angry about the Cardinals.
But the Cubs is just a slap in the face.
The Cubs are a slap in the face. The Cardinals are a sock in the gut. They all hurt.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, they make their own bet. When the Cub fans come into town, they're notoriously unruly and, you know,
obnoxious and loud and drive too fast and make fun of a city that they take advantage of every time they're here. And they're not really from Chicago anyways. Sorry.
Right then. That will be coming up later on in the program.
Got a little upset.
That's okay. Wanted to start off, though. There was another Republican presidential candidate debate last night with Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott, Chris Christie.
And the Boots.
Oh, and Ron DeSantis.
These boots are lifted for walking.
Thank you very much.
That's just what he'll do.
And it was kind of, I did not watch the whole thing, but I've read a lot of recaps this morning.
Yeah.
And so just for some different points. So Ron DeSantis In his first answer of the night, said Donald Trump failed to build the border wall he promised, racked up federal debts, and set the GOP on a path of electoral defeat, including the losses they just had on Tuesday night in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, particularly regarding abortion. Quote, Donald Trump is a lot different guy than he was in 2016. He said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing.
I mean, really, one of Donald Trump's biggest crimes against this country is the fact that he set up a political landscape in where Ron DeSantis thought he could run. It should be a higher bar. I mean, can you imagine being Nikki Haley and Chris Christie, two people who have worked really hard to be in government? I disagree with a lot of what they think, but then they have to debate these three other people who are clearly not qualified to be on the same stage as them. And that's the landscape that man designed.
That is the landscape. Nikki Haley, for her part, attacked Trump for shifting his approach to foreign policy, as well as dwelling on his own legal problems and grievances. Quote, he used to be right on Ukraine and foreign issues. Now he's getting weak in the knees and trying to be friendly again. I think we've got to go back to the fact that we can't live in the past. We can't live in other headlines. We have to start focusing on what's going to make America strong and proud. Then Chris Christie jumped in talking about Trump's 91 charges that he's facing and upcoming federal trials. He says that should disqualify him. Quote, anybody who's going to be spending the next year and a half of their life focusing on keeping themselves out of jail and courtrooms cannot lead this party or this country.
Don't deny that.
But yet that doesn't seem to be an issue.
Well, can I just say this? I don't know why in the world, when they're trying to distance themselves from Trump, why was the opening question about Trump?
Because that wasn't their decision.
No, I realize that. But it's just like, why did we even bring him up at the very, very beginning?
Because he's the front runner by a mile. And he's not there.
No, I know. He's holding a rally someplace else. But I just...
You can't ignore him.
No, I'm not going to say we have to ignore him, but why is that the opening foray? I just don't get it.
Because from a rating standpoint, people are going to watch that debate for probably about 20, 25 minutes, and they're going to switch channels because it's not that interesting.
So it was 2 hours.
They have to open up with something big and strong that's going to splash against the headlines that people like us are going to talk about on the radio. That's what they got. They can't bury that as the last question. It has to be the first question. And that's just from a rating standpoint. I've seen it done in debate prep too. You got to get the biggest answer
out
up
first.
Front.
That makes sense. And again, he's ahead by what, 30 points?
Yeah.
He's way up there.
By all of these other people. So some of the other commenters I've seen this morning were surprised that none of these other five are coming down harder on him and trying to distance themselves from him. So it's this weird line that they have to walk of trying to set themselves apart and yet not alienate all the support that he still has.
Yeah.
There was a little hot exchange between Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley over TikTok. Ramaswamy is pro-TikTok. Nikki Haley thinks it should be shut down. Ramaswamy then brings up Nikki Haley's daughter for having posted on TikTok. And this is what Nikki Haley said, quote, Vivek, leave my daughter out of your voice. You're just scum. Isn't that mouth? Isn't it leave this name out of your mouth?
Keep my daughter's name out your mouth.
Out your mouth? Not out of your voice. It was so close.
Well, I mean, she's a dork. So,
well, and her daughter is 25. But anyway, one of the really interesting things I take away from this is Chris Christie coming out about Social Security. And here's what he said. The fact is, on Social Security, it was established to make sure no one would grow old in this country in poverty. And that's what we have to get back to. Rich people should not be collecting Social Security.
Okay.
I find that fascinating, and I'm really curious how you feel about it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should there be means testing?
I don't know how you can do that.
By taxes. If you look at the person, how much they tax, I mean, their taxes can show how much they make. Isn't that something they could do? And then attach that to, like, whether or not they got social, I don't know. That's a question, really.
I don't know how you can deny I really don't.
If they've, been paying in all their lives, right? Like, everybody else.
That's the thing is, like, does a person who makes, and what's the cutoff? Like, what is, does he say what that number is, that magic number that would, is that
where is the cutoff?
Is that $500,000 a year? And also, at the end of the day, it is, it's the money you paid into it. I mean, I guess then at some point I should be able to opt out. If I know I'm making a certain amount of money.
And I'm never going to get social.
I'm never going to get it. Then pull me out of that system because I'm not, I'm going to save that money for myself. It may sound greedy, but if I can't have it eventually. Why should I pay in? And now some people would say, because that's what you do for the fellow citizens. I think a lot of people who are rich out there are going to be like, I don't care about the fellow citizens, but I don't know. I really don't know rich people, so.
Dexter from the 541 says, Social Security, if you paid in, should you not get paid out? And that's a good question. But at the same time, then Christy talked about food stamps as an example, saying he may pay taxes that support food stamps, but he has never personally benefited from them. I've never had to have my family on food stamps, but I'm glad it's there so no one goes to bed hungry at night.
We
need to be realistic, according to Chris Christie. There are three factors determining solvency: retirement age, eligibility requirements, and taxes. We're already overtaxed. So again, what should the retirement age be? It would have to be a negotiation with Congress.
Was there any clear-cut winner from last night?
I don't think so. Nikki Haley seems to be gaining more support, and she does seem to be setting herself apart a little bit from the rest.
Yeah, it seems like Chris Christie and Nikki Haley are always spoken about with regard to their grasp of policy. I feel like Ron DeSantis just doesn't have to be a creeper, and he'll do well. And Vivek Ramaswamy, I just don't understand. Just drop out. Stop.
I don't understand him at all. Stop. I just don't.
That is the prototypical rich guy who wants to say, like, I'll be president, because the guy who was just in office a couple of years ago was like, I'll be president.
See, I see Vivek Ramaswamy as the next inventor of, like, the Vegematic. He's a TV pitchman.
Yeah.
He's a TV pitch salesman.
He's an evil Elon Musk.
Order now.
Yeah.
I can just see him. Order now. If you order now, you'll get two.
You get a copy.
For the price of one.
And a copy of my book.
Exactly. He's got a big future for him. I just don't think it's in politics.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope not.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should there be a means test for Social Security, as suggested by Chris Christie last night during the Republican presidential candidate debate? Texter, just because I currently make over $500,000 now doesn't mean I always will.
That's true. You cannot back. I don't know. And here's the thing is, me saying these things, I don't know. I'm literally throwing out all these different ideas because I get it. If you pay in and you never get it, that doesn't seem fair. Also, if you are rich and you pay in, you'll never miss it. Because honestly, at the end of the day, the total you're going to make over time is going to be nothing compared to your actual wealth if you are rich and or wealthy.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to join the conversation, stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. So let's leave it alone, because we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wisconsin, 20 minutes past 10 o'clock. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. I'm joined in studio by Carol Kane and Greg Bach. And you at 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Thank you, Greg. Talking about last night's Republican presidential candidate debate.
How many more do we have of these things?
I think there's
278,503, I believe.
I think there's two.
Two more?
No, there's got to be more than that.
I'll two check.
All right.
Jack's going to check.
He's going to do research on that. Talking about Chris Christie last night, who mentioned that Social Security is not sustainable and that really wealthy people should not be pulling their Social Security. The fact is, on Social Security, it was set up to make sure no one would grow old in this country in poverty, and that's what we have to get back to. I don't know if you're watching Warren Buffett's. I don't know if Warren Buffett has collected his Social Security, but if he is, shame on you. So we're taking your responses at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should there be means testing for...
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say no. I think, though, sometimes it's a personal responsibility of the individual if they have, if they're completely fluid and they don't need it, then don't apply for it. But just let it go.
There's still going to be the, I paid into it, why shouldn't I be able to collect it?
That's a perfectly valid argument, too. The only side I have to that is like the super bleeding heart, like, let other people collect on it. Because we know it's in trouble anyways. Is it? I don't know. They've been telling us for years. And then they stopped talking. Like, I feel like politicians over the past 10 years have really pulled back on Social Security as a major political talking point. They focus more on healthcare and other things like that. But, like, is Social Security in as much trouble as they tell us? I don't know. Once again, I'd like to... Could there an expert tell us?
I didn't have any trouble applying for it.
But we're talking about, like, now my generation
people,
and beyond.
People Greg's age and people Calvin's age. Because Calvin's only 25.
Calvin, you're never going to get it.
Well, that would be a really sad thing.
Absolutely. It would. Because currently he is paying into it.
Yes. Texter from the 608 listening on WLAK. People only pay in up to a certain amount. So when they make a lot of money, they are not paying in on all of that.
Okay.
And is that where the formula comes from?
It doesn't sound like he's introduced an actual means test for this.
And our friend John from the Falls chiming in on the text line, Chris Christie mentioned, you know, I want to make sure nobody's going hungry at night before they go to bed. Has Christie been sleeping in a cave for the last 40 years? Talking about a Republican out of touch with reality. Yeah. How about if we have means testing for the military, since they are currently getting more in tax dollars than the entire Social Security system?
Yeah.
We do have a pretty healthy military budget.
Yeah. Somebody, text from 630, Calvin, start saving now. Let's start a 401k GoFundMe.
844-967-2789. Rico is on the line from Rock County. Good morning, Rico. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rico.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just, you know, this comment by Christie last night, I had to laugh about it because it's just a glaring example of how far apart these Republicans are, even from each other. Because I just heard our Senator Rojo this last weekend say, you know, the problem with Social Security is the poor people get back more than they paid in, but the rich people never get what they paid in back. And now Christie wants to even take all of it from him. I'm like, you guys can't even get on the same page. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, Rico, thank you so much for checking in.
There are going to be four total debates. We've had three so far.
There's only one more.
December the 6th.
And when is this?
December 6th. Next month.
On my birthday?
Yeah. Happy birthday. That's what we got for you. We got you a GOP debate.
You're welcome.
In Tuscaloosa. You're welcome.
Wow. You're welcome.
Okay. I hope it fits.
Oh, my God.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Tim from Eau Claire. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, see, you know, you're talking about rich people drawing Social Security. Well, here's maybe an example of a supposedly rich person who sounds like he's going broke. Mike Lindell might have to rely on that now that he's so far in debt and can't pay his bills. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Yeah, Mike Lindell is having a lot of problems. He spent a whole lot of money trying to prove that the 2020 election was stolen, and after 3.5 years, there remains no evidence at all.
He should get no Social Security because he's done this to himself. He should get nothing. Free pillows.
The one thing I do feel bad about, from what I understand, that isn't an employee-owned company.
How do you mean?
That the employees have a stake in the company.
Oh, you said it is an employee. Oh, okay.
I might be wrong about that, but I'm fairly certain, and so I would hate to see... Yeah. His decision to go all in on this, come back and slap them upside the head. But it will be interesting to see going forward if they're going to just keep taking the five. And now it doesn't look like, is Tim Scott going to even make the next debate?
That's the thing, is I was surprised he made it. I mean, he's barely been saying anything.
Yeah, he's been pretty quiet. Yeah. Although he did unveil the girlfriend last night.
Yeah, you did.
Her name is Mindy.
Aww.
There was a lot of questions about that. The guy's 47 years old. He's never been married.
Okay. Yeah.
And so there have been some eyebrows raised because...
Who cares?
There are people who care and think that might be indicative of a different lifestyle choice.
Which, I don't care what he does in his bedroom.
The GOP does.
Well, there are some.
Not necessarily.
There are some.
The powerful ones do, because they're the ones who have to defend him then. They can't have an openly gay senator, black senator from the South running for president. There's no way they can contain that in a box.
Yeah, but we had one in the, we had a gay individual at the last election on the Democratic side.
Well,
so,
I mean, that's Democrat, but who? Who?
Drawing a blank.
Pete Buttigieg.
Thank you, Buttigieg. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's the disparaging point between the two parties, is that the liberals, the Democrats, can do that. But even still, did he get elected? He didn't, because I don't think this country can come to grips with having an openly gay president or vice president.
Or atheist.
Oh, no, atheist is even, oh yeah, no.
Atheist, I can see for sure.
You can't, no, you cannot.
No, I'm saying no.
Oh yeah. You can be openly gay and have two partners, and if you say, I believe in God, you'll get elected sooner than an atheist, period.
All right, we're going to be moving on when we come back. The wonderful Pat Kreitlow from up north is going to be joining us. You hear him every morning from 6 to 8 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. He had a great article about the farm bill and what that would mean for Wisconsin farmers and how important that is. So I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and we are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of proposed changes to Wisconsin election laws are before the Wisconsin Assembly today. Constitutional amendments up for a vote include a photo ID requirement and a ban on private money for elections. Those would go to a statewide referendum next year. The Assembly is also taking up a number of bills, which include a bipartisan measure to let local election officials start processing absentee ballots the day before Election Day. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are more than 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities throughout Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you're headed to Home Depot in Wisconsin Rapids on Friday, expect to be detoured through the south or north entrance of the parking lot. 24th Street South between those two entrances will be closed for a water sewer installation for the Emmanuel Lutheran Church development. They'll close that section of road starting at 7 a.m. on Friday, November 10th. They hope to finish the installation and have the road reopen by 5 p.m. the same day. With the 9-day gun deer season starting soon, the DNR says it's important for hunters to understand rules, safety regulations, and how to be prepared. Blaze orange or pink is required to be worn. You also need to be at least 50 feet away from the road to fire. You can dispose of your deer carcass at Portage County Solid Waste. They also have a kiosk there for CWD testing, which is recommended but not required. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers headed to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers working out in pads, getting ready to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, led by linebacker T.J. Watt. Matt LaFleur on what to expect Sunday.
They pride themselves on physicality, and it shows up all over the tape. They've got a lot of guys that are big, strong, physical, and they made plays, you know, when it matters most.
NBA. Milwaukee squeaked out a win 120-118. The Bucks versus the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo driving down the court. Scores. Makes a face at a Pistons player, ejected from the game. Giannis in disbelief. So was his teammate Damian Lillard.
I think it was a character building win. When you're down your best player in that type of moment where you know it's you get a technical foul and then you get another technical foul and it was their ball. You know, it's just when it rains, it pours. You know, we had techs, it was their ball, they had momentum, they was confident making shots. Even though we had a lead, the game was changing, and we know in this league leads go away quick.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 47 this afternoon, under sunny skies, west winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Chance of flurries tonight, 27. Tomorrow, high of 39. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Good morning. morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matt-Nair in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. We have Carol Kane, Greg Bach with me live in studio, and delighted to be joined by our colleague and friend with Up North News Radio. Every weekday, you can hear him right here on WAUK from 6 to 8 a.m. Pat Kreitlow. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, Jane. Hi there. And who is that familiar character? Oh, you again. How did this become the Greg Bach Radio Network now?
Two hours
with me, some time with you. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. Like Todd.
You know,
Alba.
Just because you put glasses on Pat doesn't mean, whatever.
Pat, I'm just curious. Carol and I both worked in morning radio for a really, really long time. Your show starts at 6, so what time do you get up?
Well, here's the thing. For years and years, you would have said, Pat, do you want to get up at 4 in the morning and do a 6 a.m. radio show? I would have said, I did that when I was very young, breaking into radio up in Rice Lake and in West Bend, and no thank you. But by the time this opportunity came up, a little over a year ago, I get up that early anyway.
Do you really?
I've probably gotten up maybe 2 or 3 times over the night. Do we really need to go into the explanation of why? And so I'm waking up that early anyway. Why wouldn't I want to get paid for it? So
it really is a lifestyle that you do. You adjust to it. It's no big deal.
You can get paid for a larger prostate. And here we are on morning radio.
Well, then it all worked out well. It all worked out well for you.
I think it did. I love early morning radio. I listened to you two during my Milwaukee years a long time back. I did not think that I would be doing something at such an early hour again, but I have to tell you, it fell right into it and just absolutely love it.
And I listen every morning on the way in as I'm coming out to the station. And you have wonderful guests. You have cover wonderful topics because you are in Lake Wissota, right?
That's right. Fortunately, just alongside of it, not in it, but there have been threats from time to time. But yeah, just outside of Chippewa Falls.
So it's more of it's certainly a different kind of area than Waukesha, certainly a different area than it is in Milwaukee. And I think you have guests sometimes that bring different perspectives that we don't always hear. And you also have this wonderful website, upnorthnewswi.com. And that's where I found your article about the farm bill. And this is really, really important.
It's something that I would not have appreciated had I not first married a nice dairy farm girl from Manitowoc County, and second, been a working journalist in Western and Northern Wisconsin, where you can't help but understand how connected the farm economy is to all of Wisconsin, wherever you live. And it's not just the typical, oh, it's because we eat food. No, there's a lot of economic reasons that tie us to good agricultural production or tie us to the bad times when farmers are dumping milk because the price is so low.
So the farm bill, correct me if I'm wrong, is reviewed and then renewed every 5 years. So
it has been since the 1930s, I believe. It's a major package because it's designed that way. Because imagine, a bill that was just for farmers. I mean, they were once the majority in America. Now they're, 2% maybe of the population? And they'd be getting screwed over. And so instead, the farm bill ties together, the kinds of issues we think of in cities, like school lunches, for example. There are environmental programs in there for conserving farmland so that we don't lose everything to soil erosion. But then there's also a big part called rural economic development. And as you know, I served in the state Senate for a time. So did Julie Lassa from the Stevens Point area. Julie Lassa is now the Wisconsin head for rural development for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And so we've had her on a couple of times to talk about all of the projects that would not get done were it not for a robust farm bill that looked out for the entire country, not just, rural interests or urban interests.
And you're talking about all kinds of farmers. You're not just focused on the farm bill is not just focused on one kind of farmer. It covers everything, right?
It not only covers everything in terms of type, my wife milked 72 cows every morning before getting on the bus and then 72 cows getting off before she went to do her homework. But now you've got these, mega farms with, 2,000 head or more. But it's also about other types of producers
And, you know, not just milk, not just dairy, but let's take meat, for example. One of the things we always hear about or have heard since the pandemic is that there are basically four large companies that control a monster percentage of the meat packing in this country. One of the things you can do, and one of the things Governor Evers has done and that the Farm Bill can do, is throw more support toward local beef raisers and local meat processors. We all know, I think a lot of us know, if we're fortunate, some little butcher shop in the middle of nowhere where that's where you got to get your meat. There's one for me near Green Bay. And let's continue to help those because it provides more markets and therefore more competition, which is going to help farmers get a better price for the things that they do.
It really does seem a shame that our farmers just always seem like they get screwed on every turn. They do. The falling prices, and yet when you talk about the chicken producers, Pat, and the meat, these big conglomerates, things are great for them. But
things are always great for the middleman, and not always great for the consumer, and certainly not always great for the farmer. And you've really put your finger on it. It is about corporate power. We have guests on frequently where we talk about, again, trying to provide more competition and less monopolistic activity by these big companies. Unfortunately, these big companies have lobbyists who hang out in Washington, D.C. and try to influence what goes in the Farm Bill. And that, to bring it back to Wisconsin, is why we're watching Derek Van Orden so closely, the new congressman for the 3rd District in western and parts of central Wisconsin. The Republican leadership, gave him this plum assignment, putting him on the House Agriculture Committee. It's a big deal still in Congress. And, people are rightly asking, what is he doing? Has he been doing anything to ensure that Wisconsin farmers and processors and producers are less susceptible to, corporate monopoly type practices?
This really is, it's such an important issue because we've got to be seeing people just getting out of farming overall. Is there a trend happening like that?
Oh, very much so. And the trend can best be explained this way. The number of farms has gone down as families and small farms go out of business. And yet the number of cows, for example, has stayed pretty much the same, which means that we have fewer farms with larger herds. And that only happens if you're a corporate, factory size type farm. And I always like to point out to our audience that there's no need to be against factory farming if you treat it like a factory. Your typical factory can't just dump into the Chippewa River here. There has to be a plan for how they dispose of waste and byproducts and things. The same needs to be said about these corporate farms. Look, if you're going to operate, you have to do so safely. It has to be good for the environment, good for your workers, especially if those workers are immigrants, because there would not be a dairy industry in Wisconsin now if all the immigrants went away, because so many family farms are gone that the vast majority of dairy farm workers in Wisconsin are undocumented immigrants. We need them.
Are you finding that more farms are, and I only ask this question is because a buddy of mine that I went to high school with, he and his brothers run Crave. The Crave Farm. And so I went to school with George Crave, and I know that their farm in like Waterloo or wherever it is like one of the only self-sustaining farms in the nation. Are you seeing that that's a trend too?
Well, to a degree. I mean, there's the farm-to-table trend is certainly one that benefits some folks. Just like organic farming was a trend that really helped family farmers in Wisconsin. They found that if they could learn the organic practices of farming, there would be this niche market where they could get higher prices. Unfortunately, part of the legacy of the Trump administration that doesn't get mentioned very much is they changed the definition of organic so that corporate farms could also say our products are organic too. too, cutting off another niche and another marketplace for Wisconsin-based small producers.
Our guest is Pat Kreitlow. If you're just joining us, he is the host of Up North News Radio. You hear him every morning right here on WAUK Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. And we're talking about the Farm Bill and how important it is for Wisconsin farmers.
Going back to something Jane said about with regard to the politics specifically, you know, I feel like the farmers are always being used as the eternal ping pong between both parties. You know, the farmers just want to be taken care of and protected. And when the politicians go out on the campaign trail, they're standing in the farm. They got their arm around the farmer. They say how the farmers are the backbone of this country. We need to protect them because without them, what are we going to do for our food? And then they will walk into their office and they create legislation that totally works over the farmer. And actually, as I was thinking about this, Tony Zimmerman left a comment on the live stream and he said, Pat and Todd talked about Deb Andraka and that clip from the State House pointing out that the farmers are not getting the same deal as private school parents.
Oh, yeah.
They can't index the tax breaks. And for those who don't know, when you index the tax breaks, that means that you can
it's adjust, tied to inflation.
It's tied to inflation. So as you pay more in the taxes, it's tied to inflation. If you send your kid to private school through vouchers, you get to do that. If you're a farmer,
the tax credit gets better.
Yeah. Yeah.
The farmer, no. And so when Representative Andraka asked that in that moment, in a better time and place, one or more of the Republicans would have said, you know, you're right. That's a good point. We should do that. But now the environment is such that you can't say to somebody from the other party, you know, that's a good idea. We should maybe look into that. Instead, there was that silence, which spoke volumes about your point, Craig.
Pat, I was genuinely shocked when I saw that clip with the, I don't have to answer you. I don't have to say anything. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here until you decide that you know you're not going to get an answer and then we're going to move on. It was really disturbing and it should make people angry.
It should, because we have these things that obviously people appreciate and respect farmers. They expect our politicians should do the same. People like and appreciate conserving the land, not having it waste away. And yet Republicans in Washington are talking about cutting $50 billion from the next farm bill that is currently used in conservation programs. It's just a matter of respect that they're not getting that they should.
Do you have enough time this morning to stick around with us for another break?
I'd be happy to.
That would be great. We're going to go into a little bit more detail about what the Farm Bill does and what some potential changes could be coming down the road. And if you are a farmer and you'd like to check in, we would love to hear from you. Yeah. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you are farming in Wisconsin, maybe you were a farm kid. Maybe you recently lost your own family farm because you just couldn't make it anymore.
Right, right. I mean, it's... You do feel for them because that is working for a living, man.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, that is hard, hard work. And I couldn't do it. I mean,
Pat, did you have to milk cows when you first met your wife's family?
No, they were very kind. They actually wanted to get work done. So they just said, thanks. Why don't you go wait in the farmhouse over here while we take care of business. So I'm very grateful about that. But yeah, I'm still a city kid who just happened to, marry extremely well when it comes to finding, you know, just a great Wisconsin family.
That's awesome. Well, stay with us when we come back. Pat Kreitlow will still be with us. We're talking farmers, 844-967-2789. Don't go away. You're listening to Ask Us Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
K, 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 K.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, about 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Greg and Carol with me live in studio. And we're joined by our colleague and friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. You can hear him every Monday through Friday right here on WAUK weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m. And we are talking about the farm bill that's still kind of in limbo, Pat, right?
Oh, very much so, along with everything else about the government. I mean, we're, what, 8 days away now
from the shutdown?
Another possible government shutdown. The previous farm bill has basically expired, so they have to decide, do we just extend what's happening right now? Because the farm bill is just one of many appropriations bills that have to be decided upon, and not just, you know, what House Republicans want to do, but how they get along with a Democratic Senate and put forward this package and not, again, drag this thing out for months and months and months.
Going back to the House and House leadership, now we have Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House, but Jim Jordan, again, was up for that from Ohio. And one of the things that surprised me about him, because Ohio also has a very rich agricultural tradition, is it accurate that he never voted in favor of the farm bill?
Well, correct, because it spends money. And you just get back to that whole notion of there are people that believe you should vote no against spending any and all money to make some kind of a point. But that's politicking. That's not governing. Governing at some point says, okay, this is how we're going to, you know, help farmers. This is how we're going to increase exports. This is how we're going to pay our soldiers. So if you're one of those folks that just votes no for everything, in my mind, you're just not serious about governing. You're not serious about taking care of the farmers in your district.
According to your article that you had in UpNorthNewsWY.com, and I highly encourage you to check out the website, and we'll put it in our show notes after the show if you want the link to it. But can we talk a little bit about what some of the recent USDA rural development actions have done in Wisconsin, what they've accomplished?
Yeah, because we get off the farm and we talk about the other things that are necessary for our farms and our rural communities to survive. And that includes making sure that, you know, there are good schools for farm and small town kids to go to, keeping up with infrastructure, bringing broadband to these areas. They need it every bit as much as any other place does. And so USDA Rural Development has done everything from provide, you know, $7 million for a new wastewater treatment facility in Osseo to $1 million to help replace a health clinic in Mineral Point because the building it's in was constructed in 1880.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You know, and there's a rural business development grant that's going to Chippewa County to provide technical assistance to small businesses and some of the small towns around me here. And then there's a lot, including not just from the Farm Bill, but from the Inflation Reduction Act, to help farms adopt more energy efficient ways of operating, put in solar arrays, use biofuels, whatever the case may be, to, again, as they save energy, as they contribute fewer greenhouse gases, it benefits all of us.
And I think there might be a misunderstanding too, Pat, that there is a reluctance on the part of our farmers to adopt new technologies like that. And I don't think that's accurate.
It's not. What they don't want is a mandate saying you have to do this. And by the way, you're not getting a dime for it. I mean, you can do that, but it's a lot easier to start with, advice and then perhaps help with funding, either through, loans or grants, loan pools, things like that. I mean, really, the heart of the Wisconsin idea started with the University of Wisconsin taking its research and getting off campus and going out to farms and saying, hey, would you like to try this? And then if you provide some financial assistance to incorporate that conservation practice or that cleaner energy practice, they're more than happy to do that. Farmers want to be good stewards of the land. They just don't want to be, ordered around and taken advantage of.
Well, and as you said, and being told you have to do it this way, figure it out on your own. Good luck. We'll see you later.
Exactly. And so that's why, as I mentioned before, wanting to cut, so much money from conservation programs is going to have an impact not just on that farm, but maybe on the nearby trout stream or the water supply for the nearest small town.
And that's what I also find baffling is the short-sightedness of some of this. If we don't protect these resources,
right,
if we don't protect our drinking water and our wetlands, it's not going to be good.
No, and there's no shortage of ways that water is threatened in Wisconsin. We'd like to think that we're like the headquarters of clean water.
Yeah.
But between, again, you've got fertilizer, manure, other nutrient runoff. You've got deep high capacity wells. You've got PFAS that are industrial chemicals. You've got erosion. You've got lead pipes. There are so many threats to water quality that anything you can do to help stave those off or, remediate damage that's already happened is a net positive. And yet we have the darndest time getting people in the legislature and the Congress to support that.
But as you said too, Pat, shockingly, large corporations have sexy lobbyists who can go to Washington and take men out for dinner and have drinks and steaks
and things. Drinks, and then maybe after you have the drinks, you go out into the Capitol Rotunda and you yell at a bunch of Senate pages.
Pat, what are you talking about?
That is just to say that Congressman Derek Van Orden should be hearing from Wisconsin residents, primarily in the 3rd District, but anybody who says, hey, you are Wisconsin's voice on the House Agriculture Committee. We need you to give Wisconsin farmers and our economic markets a fair shake.
Well, and it's been interesting since his little jaunt to Israel, he really hasn't been much in the news. Do we know if he's even back?
He's back.
He's back.
I mean, I don't even follow him on Twitter. His tweets just pop up on my feed. He can't shut up there. He can't.
No, it was quite the photo op. There's a lot of photos of him in Israel. I'd rather see more photos of him, on farms or at local, little local meat processors or whatever the case may be. He really has such an opportunity to do this. And yet he's not taking advantage of it.
Pat Kreitlow, thank you so very much for joining us. We must have you back soon. Listen to Pat every weekday morning from 6 to 8 right here on WAUK and across parts of the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us when we come back. Public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Getting no hotter. I come home to the farmer's daughter.
Your home for the Devil's Advocate. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio. 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report.
We're hopeful things are moving along.
We're hopeful things are moving along, President Biden said as he headed to Illinois this morning. His administration says Israel will allow a 4-hour humanitarian pause